Masturbation is touching and handling your sex organs in a way that creates pleasurable sexual feelings. Some people feel masturbation is okay for them as long as they don't overdo it. This brings up the question, well, how much is too much? It becomes something to worry about when it develops into the main interest and activity of your life. If you don't develop any normal friendships or don't have a social life, but instead spend all of your spare time alone masturbating, it may indicate a serious problem.
You know why you're here? You're here to beat your fucking cock.
Beat that fucking meat, man. Look at my meat. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, look at my cock. Look at the cum dripping on my cock. Oh.
My legs are apart day after day as I slowly masturbate. I make videos and post them online. I know this might look real gay. If I see you next to never, that's because I'm an edger. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here, baiting for you. The call that I make is well worth the wait. I will be right here, baiting for you.
Masturbator.
Move by your spirit upon Timmy Boo.
Light up your goddamn place!
I put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
You need to learn how to suck a goddamn dick.
7 hot dogs in his ass and a stick of butter.
Open your ass, your heart and mind will follow.
I beat my big fucking penis.
Hey, Breaks, Dimension back. She's still going. Bill! Sorry. Hey, Freaks, Dimension with you back for the Friday edition of DV. Got a great show for you. Did you watch 30 Rock last night? I love it when distorted view stuff enters its way into popular culture. I'm taking credit for this. You know, we've talked about vaginal mesh and prolapses quite a bit. I think Cheryl Murkowski, more than anyone, has to take a bow for getting them to discuss this on 30 Rock. Listen to this clip. I saw this last night and I thought it was hilarious. In this episode, I don't know if you know the characters or if you've seen 30 Rock, but the blonde chick, Jenna, is upset because one of her light bulbs broke. She uses special light bulbs like pink halogen bulbs to make herself look good. And they're trying to replace the bulbs. And they go into the supply closet and all the bulbs fall and break. They find out that there's like mercury in them and they're trying to clean it up and shit. And take a listen here.
We need to call security and an ambulance.
Think, you fool. Imagine what the internet would do with this. Maroney found in closet with unconscious married man and inbred virgin. Again? No way. I have too much to lose now. I am this close to becoming the spokeswoman for the vaginal mesh industry. Vaginal mesh. Nice try, prolapse.
Very good. So there you go. That was 30 Rock. You know, the internet's going crazy. You know, the other day there was the SOPA blackout. You know, Wikipedia was down, LiveJournal, all these websites were down in protest. And then the very same day, the feds came in and shut down Mega Upload. And they didn't even need SOPA. It just illustrates, really, that SOPA is totally unnecessary. At any rate, Anonymous, the group Anonymous, was very pissed off about that. And they initiated a huge cyber attack on the RIAA, the MPAA, all sorts of government websites and shit like that. And I was like, wow, the internet is really powerful. All this shit is going down. And then there's this guy on YouTube who eats raw hamburgers with super glue. And that's when I remembered what the internet is actually all about. Idiots on display. Yeah, this guy, what's his name? ShoeNice22. He just eats weird shit. There's a video of him eating 2 Trojan condoms. He's eating a whole jar of wasabi, eating a can of tobacco dip. In this video, he's... What the fuck is he listening to?
Too nice again.
Basically.
Okay, I'm pretty sure he's retarded. No one talks like that, right? He's either gay or retarded. That should be a new game on DV. Gay or retarded.
Hey, everyone, so nice again.
Again.
Basically.
Basically, I'm gonna eat raw hamburger. And top it with Elmer's.
A lot of people been asking me to eat raw meat and super glue.
What a random thing for a lot of people to be asking. You know what I mean? Like, of all the things in the world to eat, I would not imagine raw hamburger in addition to super glue.
Actually, hundreds. So I'm going to do my favorite.
There's some sort of like a campaign or something, a petition.
Which is two raw hamburgers.
Yes, he's got his raw hamburgers there. And he tops it with super glue.
No Play-Doh here. But basically, my favorite thing on a raw hamburger, you know how they always say, ooh, them ribs, they stick right to your stomach. Well, I like that too with my raw meat, so what I like to add is a little bit of super glue. It's a little old at the bottom, but we'll get some out.
I think it says it's carpet glue. Doesn't sound good at all. The rest of the video, you just see him eating the hamburger. There's nothing to hear. He kind of gags a little bit, but it's silent. Maybe I'll do a video cast later. You know, speaking of people into weird things, I've got a clip here from... what's that? My Strange Addiction, that show. You know, we've seen episodes where women eat their own couch, like the inside of their couch, like popcorn, toilet paper. This chick is addicted to something else.
My name is Teresa. I'm 44 years old. I'm from Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Sounds good
so
far.
And I'm addicted to smelling gasoline.
Now, I don't... Wait a second. Okay. She's in the... I'm sorry. I'm in a weird mood today, freaks, and the visual surprised me. She's driving around town, and she has filled, like, a 20-ounce bottle of Coke with gasoline, and she's sniffing it as she's driving. It's not a good idea. Now, I'm going to play this whole thing. I haven't watched it, but this is different than, like, huffing. I don't think she's smelling it to get high. I think she just likes the smell, and I'm the same way. I love the smell of, like, rubbing alcohol, right, or VCR, head cleaner, or even gasoline. Not so much gasoline, but gasoline is pretty good. But I don't want to get high off it. I just enjoy the smell. Like, she's sniffing.
When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is I roll over, sit up, and smell my gas bottle. Then I'll get up, take another sniff of the gasoline, and then I'll come downstairs, and a couple minutes later, I'll take another sniff of it.
Wow, she's really bad. See,
Teresa has been in...
I think that could be me if I had, sort of like an addictive personality. Like, if I had that in me, I could definitely be... I think I would definitely be a drug addict. Like, you'd always see me... Like, if I was doing video casts, there would be, like, gold paint around my mouth or something from
addicted
huffing.
Addicted to smelling gasoline for over 30 years.
Really? She can't be that smart.
She takes a sniff every 10 minutes and even wakes up in the middle of the night for a fix.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know how to explain how it smells. I just love the smell of it.
Yeah.
How it makes my nose feel inside the back of my throat.
It does. Like, that. Sometimes when I'm in the bathroom, I use a little bit of alcohol sometimes because I get zits still. I don't know, like I'm a 12-year-old boy or something. And so I'll put either witch hazel, or which doesn't smell nearly as good as alcohol, so I always choose alcohol. You know, it's just to dry it out a bit. And, you know, if you breathe it, if you sniff it, it does sort of, like, burn your nose, and it is kind of a cool feeling. I'm just like this woman.
Teresa was only 13 years old when her dad asked if she wanted to smell his gas can.
Why would he do that? What a weird
thing. I smelled it that one time, and that was all it took.
Yeah.
Now she stashes four water bottles filled with gasoline throughout the house for easy access.
Oh, my God.
No matter where I'm at, I have a bottle with me. I keep it either.
Please tell me she's a smoker too. So she's like sniffing while she's smoking. You know, she's got a cigarette in one hand or a bottle of gasoline on the other.
Or in my purse or
tragedy strikes.
In my jacket pocket. When I eat, it's sitting right there at the kitchen table in case I get that urge. Wait a minute.
Yeah, all that, you know, talking about gas is probably killing her. She's got to stop and sniff it.
That might make me feel better.
Teresa takes a sniff of gas about 120 times a day. That's 43,800 times a year.
When I walk in the door, the first thing that hits me is the smell of gas.
That's Teresa's boyfriend.
It smells like you're walking into a garage.
And that we're smelling gas while you're cooking.
And your point is, if you don't like it, go upstairs.
When Teresa doesn't have gasoline, watch out. No, she does get very angry.
Yeah,
what do you think it's doing to your health? What do you think it's doing to your brain?
I don't know. I can't answer that. But I'm not going to sit here and have you throw it in my face when, you know... I'm not throwing it in your face.
I'm just saying you've been saying that for years, but you're still smelling gas.
I can quit. She's been doing it since the age of 13. She has to wake up in the middle of the night because the urge is too great. She's got to sniff gasoline. When you have bottles of gasoline around your house, just for easy access to sniff them, you've got an addiction.
Teresa doesn't work.
This is a classic example. I can quit anytime I want. Oh, God, that's good.
And is supported by her boyfriend.
I wonder if she has, like, a favorite. Like, super unleaded, premium. I wonder if they have different smells to her.
Friend.
Or she dabs it on her neck. You know how women do with their perfume. Like their Red Door.
She spends almost $400 a month.
Elizabeth Arden presents Petrol.
On
the
her
new
addiction.
Fragrance.
Me and Frank fight over it. You know, take the last couple dollars we have just to go get the gasoline can filled because I have to have my gasoline to sniff. I come to the gas station about twice a week. The more I go to the gas station, the fresher the gas is.
I've heard her talk about situations where she chose the gas over buying food or something like that.
Well, that's great. There's a great little move that she does when she's at the gas station filling up her her container. When she pulls out the gas handle or whatever, she rubs her finger on the tip, get that last little drop, and then brings it up to her nose and sniffs it. Fantastic. Thank you very much, crazy lady. Moving on now. We haven't done these in a long time, but I love it when these nerds on World of Warcraft go crazy insane. These guys take their game very seriously, and they communicate with one another a lot of times over voice chat, something called Vent, or these Vent servers. Here is one example.
Okay, I'm CCing the rogue. He's
a lot of words I don't understand.
Rending him. Intimidating shout.
Full dodge on priest, full dodge on priest.
Get fresh, get the fuck on the priest. What are you doing?
I'm fucking trying to pee.
Dude, get the fuck off of the mage and get on the fucking priest. There's two different fucking classes.
Dude, chill out.
Are you fucking stupid? You don't know how to fucking... Do you not know the difference between a mage and a priest? Get the fuck on the priest, hurry up.
I don't think I do.
Oh my god! Fucking pop something!
I'm dead. I'm fucking dead.
Fuck!
Oh, Jesus.
Get the fuck on the priest! Next time!
That was a fucking shitty ass team.
You guys fucking suck! Fuck!
Dude, chill out.
You're off the team. You're off the fucking team. You're off the fucking team. You're done. Get out of vent. Just leave. Go cut your wrist. Fucking leave.
Go cut your wrist. I've got one more example here. And I think in this one, there are some people infiltrating their vent server. They're not part of the guild. And they're just fucking around with these guys.
I will fucking goddamn stick my dick in your fucking mouth. And I'll fucking choke your shit, dude. You fucking fail ass motherfucker. Man, fuck you, dude.
Oh, baby.
Fuck you and your fail ass motherfucking guild, dude.
Yeah, the kids going, oh, baby, I think are the ones who are infiltrating the server.
Oh, baby.
And your fucking little fail ass fucking friends. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Lol. Lols.
Can we get these guys banned from vent or what's going on since you're
Oh man. Hey Tony from Representative, get over here and ban these dudes from vent. Yeah.
Just mocking the guy.
You guys really don't know who you're fucking with. You made me realize that fucking Tony is fucking ex-Special Forces. You made me realize Tony is Special.
So Tony, who has the control over the vent server, apparently, is Special Forces.
Forces. And a motherfucking Marine had no fucking conscience, dude.
Dude.
Yeah, you guys are fucking lucky. You guys are fucking lucky.
Here's what it amounts to, dude.
There's Tony.
Here's what it amounts to.
He's black.
Tony, do what you do.
Ricky, don't be a dumbass.
One challenge.
Well, listen.
How about you shut your fucking mouth before I come over there and Jose. Fucking kill your motherfucking ass, dude?
That's Jose.
And I'll fucking eat your fucking butt. You actually think I can...
Wait, he's gonna eat his fucking butt? That doesn't make sense.
Well, listen.
How about you shut your fucking mouth before I come over there and
Jose.
Fucking kill your motherfucking ass, dude? I'll cut your motherfucking throat and I'll fucking eat your fucking butt. You actually think I can fuck who the fuck you think you are, motherfucker?
Okay, alright. Jesus Christ. He needs to work on his insult skills. I'm gonna come over there and fucking suck your dick. Yeah, I'm gonna get your motherfucking dick wet, huh? I'm gonna take your fucking semen. I'm gonna drink it all, you bastards. Like, no, that doesn't work. I'm gonna come over there. I'm gonna rub your feet. I'm gonna give you a nice massage. See how you like it then, huh? Maybe light some candles. Put on some mood music. You son of a bitch. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. Help support the program. Keep this stupidity going. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com is the address to sign up. Now would be the time to do so before a price hike. Now, I haven't raised the price of the Sideshow in like 5 years. And I hate to do this, but it's time for a small price increase. Current members will be locked in to the $5 a month plan. I'm not sure exactly when the new price is going to go into effect. So it's going to be soon, though. I think it's going to be $6.99. Still super cheap. It's like the price of a value meal still, right? But, you know, be adding a bunch of new content to the Sideshow. We've been doing videos now. And as a matter of fact, this weekend, we're going to be doing a weekend show. A lot of you guys have been requesting that. So why the hell not? If you want to hear the bonus episodes, video casts, exclusive shows like yesterday, or extended ones like Tuesday, sign up for the Sideshow. Support the program, SuperFreakSideshow.com. Sideshow 2.0 will be launching probably sometime next month. I'm very excited about it. I think you guys are going to like the changes. And for those of you who volunteered to beta test the site, I asked for some volunteers on Facebook. I'll be emailing you soon to test some stuff out. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. A woman with two vaginas who has captured the attention of the porn industry, I bet, has said she would never consider accepting any role in a film. Hazel Jones appeared on TV earlier this week where she revealed she was diagnosed with uterus Didelfis, Dideldoodle, a condition which means she has two wombs and two cervixes, or cervi. The 27-year-old has since been approached by Vivid Entertainment, those whores, literally, a U.S. adult film production company. But the horrified blonde, why is she horrified? You know what's horrifying? Having two fucking vaginas. That's weird. That is horrifying. It's hot. And maybe, I don't know, it depends what the pussy looks like, I guess. All right, the horrified blonde from High Wycombe claims she would turn down any deal. According to This Morning, which I guess is either a newspaper or a television show over there, she said, "I've never received any offers of this kind of work, nor would I ever consider doing it in a million years. I just want to be left alone." Well, maybe you shouldn't have put yourself out there on TV, talking about your multiple vaginas. All right, the response comes after founder of Vivid, Stephen Hirsch, wrote a letter to Ms. Jones offering her $1 million to star in one film. That's it. One film, $1 million. Fucking take it. Come on. In a letter, Hirsch wrote, "You are obviously an extraordinary woman." What is she worried about? Her body? She looks okay. You know what I mean? I mean, she's not super hot, but she's not ugly. You know, if she's worried about weight, you know, get in the fucking gym for a couple weeks. Tighten that shit up. Collect your $1 million and, you know, enjoy your fucking life. God, people are so stupid. We would pay you up to $1 million for your services. Hirsch also promised to cover travel and accommodation expenses as the film would be shot in Los Angeles. Hirsch wrote, "We would fly you out to L.A. as soon as you're available and provide you with first-class accommodations." A spokesman for Vivid confirmed the offer, saying, "It's true." Steven made an offer to Hazel Jones. Vivid became the first studio to introduce celebrity sex tapes, showing footage of Pamela Anderson and then husband Tommy Lee, and of course Kim Kardashian. Hazel Jones has yet to respond to this particular offer, but she says on This Morning she was comfortable with having the condition, despite the fact she had to effectively lose her virginity twice. Just make sure that dick finds the right hole, the tighter of the two. "Once I found out what it was, I told everybody," she says. "I thought it was amazing, and it's definitely an icebreaker at party." You bring this shit up at parties? "Hi, my name's Hazel. I've got two cunts." She added, "If women want to have a look, I'm quite happy to show them." Really? "It's not something I'm embarrassed by." Then what is the problem? $1 million! And, I mean, come on. People are hurting for work here in this day and age. If I was poor, and I am, but I'm not a woman, so it doesn't really count, right? I can't just, you know, give my vagina away for $1 million. I could give my boy pussy away for $1 million, but no one wants that, right? Are there any offers out there? Would any of you give me $1 million to take my ass? Please, email me. I wish I had something special about my private parts, like a dick, you know, sprouting off of my dick. A mini dick off the base of my dick or something. Two dicks, that would be great. Or just, you know, a funny colored asshole, like something like lime green or something. Just, you know, something that somebody would want. All right, she turned down surgery as it could have left significant scar tissue. So that's why she's keeping her vaginas. Sounds like she's happy with them. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from North Carolina. Boone police charged a door-to-door salesman after he allegedly gave a woman a bizarre ultimatum on January 19th. Let me guess. You can either buy my vacuum cleaner, my Kirby vacuum cleaner I'm trying to sell, or fuck me. After several weeks of complaints from citizens about overly aggressive salesmen, police responded to a residence where a female reported that a man pressured his way into her home. Boone police say the man then allegedly refused to leave unless the woman either submitted to drug use and sexual activity, ding, 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 or bought a magazine subscription. "I don't want to do meth with you. I also don't want a subscription to Ebony. Oh, the conundrum." All right. The woman says she bought the magazines and immediately called police. I want to know what magazines they were. Jugs and High Times or something like that. Police talked to several members of the sales group and eventually identified the suspect, Jared Michael Arnold of Arden, North Carolina. Let me guess, he's probably a drug addict himself. Arnold was charged with one felony count of common law robbery. He was booked into the Watauga County Detention Center under a $20,000 bond. Now, if he's trying to make her do drugs, couldn't they also arrest him on drug charges? I mean, he had drugs with him. He wanted her to do drugs. Police warn residents to be cautious when dealing with door-to-door salespeople and report any suspicious activity. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Tulsa, Oklahoma. A doctor medically charged with caring for animals is now charged in a court of law. Oklahoma state investigators say the man was caught in a sexual act with a horse. Maybe he was just checking its temperature with his dick. Dr. Thomas Wilson now practices at an animal hospital in Pennsylvania. The alleged incident occurred when he was a student in the Tulsa area nearly 2.5 years ago. What a horrible doctor, you know what I mean? You're doing it wrong, dude. All right, on Thursday, Wilson was in court to face a judge. "This will be my first time in 18-plus years of investigating this type of case," Dale Fullerton said. He's the chief investigator for the State Board of Vet Medical Examiners. Fullerton said last summer his agency was approached about a man named Thomas Wilson. "We were looking at another matter, which led us to this particular case," Fullerton said. In 2009, Wilson was studying to be a vet and training at a facility in the Tulsa area. "He was simply a student working at the facility," Fullerton said. Court documents state that a doctor was checking on the horses at his clinic on a live video feed and saw Wilson having sex with one of the animals. The doctor told him, what kind of procedure is that? The doctor told investigators he confronted Wilson about the alleged incident and stated that his response was, "I'm glad you caught me. I need help." The case was turned over to the Tulsa County District Attorney's Office last October. He's been very cooperative with the District Attorney's Office. Wilson is currently licensed and working at an animal hospital in Pennsylvania. State investigators say his time here was spent only as a student. He has not, nor has he ever been licensed in Oklahoma, nor has he practiced in the state of Oklahoma. So there you go. Residents of Oklahoma can breathe easy. Your pets were not in danger. If you live in Pennsylvania, though, I'd be a little scared. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me and don't load it up with a bunch of bullshit.
Yo, where are you going to get me some pussy?
Yeah, you know what I said? Don't load it up with a bunch of bullshit. That's exactly what I meant, that type of bullshit.
Jagu, Timothy, I left you a voice message.
Zach from Florida?
And it made no fucking sense. Because this message probably won't make sense. Because AT&T cell phones are the worst fucking thing on the face of this earth.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you could understand that.
Well, I can understand you now.
Hey, Tim. Lifetime SciShow member Bitwise here.
Hello.
I was listening to your show, and there's a lady called into the voice line saying that she couldn't find any of your videos. I had the same problem, and I figured out what happened. I think Apple made some kind of change where you can get videos, but you got to click on the videos icon here. Or iPod.
Oh, yeah. She called in, I think, on the Sideshow exclusive program yesterday and said she figured it out. She was a fucktard and
hey,
all as well.
This is Drew from Long Island.
Hi, Drew.
Started listening to you guys for the first time in like 5 years when Opie and Anthony were on vacation, and I'm happy to hear that you still sound like shit.
Thank you.
That's awesome. I was wondering if you can play one of my favorite bits that you ever did. A long time ago, you did a some Pokemon thing where it's a big black bear versus the tiny little kitten.
Yeah.
I would love to hear that.
I don't know if it's on this computer. Let me see. Let me look real quick. Pokey. No, it's not. It's funny. When I type in Pokey, you know, as in Pokemon, I come up with Cosmic Vagina and Constipation.
What you need, ladies and gentlemen, is a decent shit. Constipation is an epidemic sweeping the country.
Oh.
The problem with society today isn't drugs or the degeneration of basic American values.
It's constipation.
The problem is constipation.
All right, enough.
Hey, Tim, this is Drew from Long Island.
Oh, I already played that.
Oh, Tim, this is Lady Slant Eyes, or Lady Squint Eyes, one of the two.
Yeah, whatever.
And I just had to call and let you know that I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion.
Oh, okay.
Is that cool or what?
That is pretty cool. I love horses.
Hey, Tim, it's Chickadee. I'm in Pennsylvania right now.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I love horses. They're my friends. Da na na na. Da na na na. Da na na na. La 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 la. Okay, I'm out. Where are we at?
Hey, Tim, it's Chickadee.
Hi, Chickadee.
I'm in Pennsylvania right now.
Pennsylvania.
At a Wawa, and I never, like, actually thought the Hoagie Fest was a real thing, but they really do sell hoagies at the Wawa. Anyway,
what the hell's a Wawa?
So I was just Diet Lime Coke, or Diet Coke with lime, and
yes,
just Wawa brand sodas. So that's about it. Okay, bye.
All right, thank you for the update. Yeah, I like it when listeners call in and tell me what they had for lunch.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Punk Guy 0017, long-time Free Sideshow member. You know what? I can't understand that fat son of a bitch Puerto Rican man. He just fucking don't play his audio anymore. Shit, you can't understand what the hell he's saying. Love the show, man.
All right, thank you very much.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Sideshow member T Bitches Money calling in.
Hello.
I just wanted to comment on the Apple video problem. Pretty much since the new Apple software update, if you don't go into your video section when you plug in your iPod, you won't be able to see your videos unless you upload them first to your iPod. So that's the problem. If anybody else is having that problem being able to watch their videos, so just check your videos or movie section first so you can watch your videos on your iPod.
There you go. Simple fix. By the way, for those of you who are having issues listening to Sideshow content on your Android phone, if you go to distortedview.com, there's a new forum or a new group called Technical Support Shit or something like that. And a bunch of you people, including myself, I did try to help out as well because someone emailed me with instructions. They use something called BeyondPod, which is a free software download. It's a podcatcher. And that's supposed to work good. And then some other listeners chimed in with help for BlackBerry and Android users as well. So if you're having any problems, or I guess this would also work for the free side if you want a good podcatcher, go there to the technical support stuff and some smart freaks will help you out.
Hey, Tim, I just got done listening to the two porch monkeys fighting over the the Xbox game, Call of Duty, whatever it is.
We don't call them porch monkeys, but yes, I understand what you're saying.
You know, figure it out. The game comes with one controller, and the Moon Crickets probably could not afford another one. Mm. And that's why they were fighting. All right.
All right. There we go. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God is no God.
You guys fucking suck. Fuck.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Sign up for distortedview.com. It's free. You can check out videos that other freaks are posting that they think are distorted view worthy. You can chat and meet other freaks that way as well. Sign up for the sideshow. Don't forget adamandeve.com, coupon code FREAK when you want to buy something dirty, slutty. They'll end up stinky because it's been in your asshole. You know, adult toys and stuff like that. Coupon code FREAK. All right, guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I'll see you back either this weekend if you're sideshow freaks or on Monday to kick off a new week of programs. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Do you have any idea what he's hiding under that rag on his head?
It's a religious thing. I never really thought about it.
You never see him take it off, right? Hey, don't you ever wash your hair?
Marco!
We're talking a filthy, unsanitary situation here. And what else is going on? What if he's hiding something up there?
So it looks a bit strange. Forget about it.
Well, what if he's hiding a weapon up there? I mean it. I mean, you hear stories about these people like, slicing each other up. You are the manager. I mean, what if we have a dangerous situation here?